When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Tirza Price. This is episode 260.5, and this week I'm going to be diving into the stacks to talk about two YA enemies to lovers rom-coms. But first, let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Scribner. Weird Black Girls by Elwyn Cotman is a collection of seven stories in which characters pursue their obsessions on paths to glory and destruction, while all around them their worlds twist and warp, oscillating between reality and impossibility. On display throughout is Cotman's ability to reveal truth about the human experience, about things like friendship, love, betrayal, bitterness, all through whimsy, horror, and fantasy. Elegiac in tone, imaginative, and humorous in their execution, the character-driven stories in Weird Black Girls challenge, incite, and entertain. The author's last book was named one of NPR's Best Books of the Year and was a finalist for the Philip K. Dick Award, with reviews appearing in the New York Times, Wired, BuzzFeed, and Locus, among other publications. Definitely make sure to check out Weird Black Girls by Elwyn Cotman. And thanks again to Scribner for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Bloom Books. Taming Seven is an epic and unforgettable love story in the international best-selling and TikTok phenomenon The Boys of Tommen series from Chloe Walsh. So Tommen's cheekiest lad, Jared Gibbsy Gibson, has always been a comedian, but inside he is haunted by events of the past and he uses humor to cope, hiding his true self from the world. Then you have Claire Biggs, who is the epitome of sunshine. She's always loved Gibbsy, her brother's friend and her favorite neighbor. She also has always seen a side to him that no one else seems to notice, and she becomes determined to tame her wild at heart childhood best friend. So the Boys of Tommen series is an internationally best-selling YA romance series that has taken TikTok by storm. It's perfect for readers looking for new adult slash crossover romance, dual point of views, friends to lovers, marathon-worthy TikTok books, and angsty tearjerkers. Taming Seven is published today, and it's the fifth book in the series, so make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Bloom Books for sponsoring this episode.
So lately, I've been on a big romance kick, and I think that's partly due to, you know, the world right now. So I was trying really hard to keep on reading like normal, and it was just a huge struggle. But then I happened to pick up a couple of romances in a row, and I was like, yes, this is the ticket. So I actually went through my unread shelves, and I pulled out all of the romance novels I've been meaning to read, and reader, it was a lot. And now I have a happy little to-read pile, and I pull out a romance from that stack whenever I need something fun in between work reading. So all this romance reading got me thinking about my favorite YA, or not even YA, but just my favorite romance tropes in general. I am forever a sucker for enemies to lovers romances, so this is what I'm bringing you all today. So without further ado, my first pick is The Only Thing Worse Than Me Is You by Lily Anderson. So this is a retelling of a classic enemies to lovers story, Much Ado About Nothing by Shakespeare. It's a contemporary update. The title is a bit of a mouthful, but I kind of love it because it's absolutely perfect for this book. So this book is set at a gifted and talented high school in Oregon, and the protagonist is Trixie, who is this super nerd whose only goal for senior year is to beat out her rival Ben in their school's rankings, which sounds a little weird, but this school each week releases like a ranking, an academic ranking of all of the students, and it's very competitive. So they are constantly like fighting each other out for the number three placement. And at the start of senior year, Trixie is like dead set on winning that that's that and taking it away from him. So they have this really antagonistic relationship and they're constantly ribbing each other and getting under each other's skins. And they mostly steer clear as much as they can in a private high school. But as senior year starts, Trixie's best friend and Ben's best friend start dating. And at first, Trixie's just like super annoyed because this brings her closer to Ben. But her best friend is somebody that she really cares about. So she's happy for her. And then a cheating scandal rocks the school and her best friend is implicated and expelled and Trixie and Ben must team up to get to the bottom of it. So I've recommended this book a ton over the years and it never ceases to delight me. I love how unabashedly nerdy these characters are and how Trixie is just like the snarky, proactive, funny heroine that I kind of wish I was at 17 or 18. I definitely was not. You know, and the plot updates are really fun, too. So, for example, instead of a masquerade scene, it's a Halloween party where Ben is just, like, dressed out in this, like, full-on Batman suit. So, of course, Trixie doesn't recognize him when she starts bashing Ben to his face. There's just so much banter, which I love, and some really clever plot twists as well. And the romance is also fairly sexy for a book that doesn't, like, go into the bedroom. So this is a YA book, so you're not going to have like anything too explicit on the page, but it's definitely a romance with like all the sexual tension, all the feels, and a lot of laughs. And it's definitely a great pick if you want something with nerdy characters who save the day and fall in love and they just really don't care what you think of them. It's also a good pick if you're a fan of Veronica Mars because it has like a similar snarky humor, smart protagonist, and sort of sleuthing about. So again, that is The Only Thing Worse Than Me Is You by Lily Anderson. And my second pick is Amelia Westlake by Erin Goh, which was published in Australia originally as Amelia Westlake Was Never Here. So, story time. I read Erin Goh's debut novel, Get It Together, Delilah, which was published as The Flywheel in Australia, and I loved it so much that when Amelia Westlake was announced, I knew that I needed it like right away. But it was only announced in Australia and not the US. So when it came out in Australia, I spent a lot of time on the internet trying to figure out how to buy a copy and then like have it shipped to Michigan. I think I might have even sent out like a Twitter request like, any Australian people want to ship me something? I'll PayPal you some money. Surprisingly, nobody took me up on that. But yeah, it was really hard to find a copy and have it shipped to Michigan because Book Depository wasn't stocking it. So I ended up buying it from like this super shady looking website and paying about as much as it cost to ship it. Honestly, I thought it was a scam. And I was like, a month goes by and I'm like, yeah, I just gave a lot of money to a website and nothing will ever happen. And then lo and behold, it arrived in my mailbox and I was so happy and I read it in like a day and a half. And then 2 days after I finished it, the sale to North American Rights was announced, but I regret nothing. So anywho, this is a story of two teenage girls who attend a like private girls' high school and they could not be more different. So Will is a bit of a rebel. She's always questioning everything. And Harriet is like the straight A student rule follower. It's hard for her to even imagine breaking the rules. So they get into this bit of an altercation that gets them sent to detention together. And while they're in detention, they have this vigorous argument about their actions. And they disagree on each other's actions, but they basically can agree on one thing, and that's the reason why they're there. So basically, the school's swim coach is a misogynist, and they don't think it's right that he gets away with a lot of like inappropriate comments and even some actions without anybody ever saying anything. And the reason why no one ever says anything is because he's this former Olympian. So everyone's like, isn't it amazing? We have, you know, an Olympic swimmer as a swim coach, but he's creepy. So they decide that they need to say something. And the way they do it is they create a comic kind of pointing out his bad behavior. And then they create a fake identity, which is Amelia Westlake. And they submit the comic to their school newspaper under her name because nothing in the school newspaper can be published anonymously. Like it's against school rules. And it totally works because the school is just large enough that people actually think that Amelia is a real person. And everybody's like, oh yeah, who's Amelia Westlake? I think she's in choir. I think I had a Spanish class with her last year. It's hysterical. So because it works, Will and Harriet begin to meet up to submit more comics, and they start skewering other topics and other sort of areas of, you know, just double standards. And they start pointing all of this out, and their actions escalate and even to like outright pranks. So even as their charade sort of runs thin and people realize that Amelia is not a real person, the question shifts to like, well, who is Amelia Westlake and what is she going to do next? So more and more pranks, and the book culminates in like an outright heist. And all the while, Will and Harriet are kind of arguing about what to do next, but then they are also starting to fall for one another. So I love how in the beginning of this book, Will and Harriet are dead set against each other, and then they become reluctant allies, and then they start to see each other's points of view, and then they fall in love. And it was just really fun to watch their relationship progress. This book is full of so many great, hilarious moments. It's just my type of humor. And I really, really loved it. I can't wait to see what Erin Goh comes up with next. So Amelia Westlake just came out in paperback here in the US this week. So be sure to pick up a copy. And that is it for me, book nerds. I hope you are all staying healthy and that you are well stocked with books. Thanks so much to our sponsor, Book Riot Insiders. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please show us some love by leaving us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, because it helps other book lovers find us. And if you want to connect with me or see pictures of my books and cat, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Tirzah Price. That's TirzahPrice. And I'll be back next month on a regular episode of All the Books with Liberty and with some more backlist recommendations. So thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend.